AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Queen Elizabeth is responding to the interview on CBS with Harry and Meghan.
I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
Buckingham Palace, speaking on behalf of the Queen, says allegations of racism made in the interview were concerning and would be addressed privately by the royal family. Meghan, who is biracial, said the palace had failed to help her when she had suicidal thoughts and that an unidentified member of the royal family had raised concerns about the color of her baby's skin when she was pregnant with her son Archie. The statement says the whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. In the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd, the first potential juror was excused after she revealed during questioning that she thought the way the officer acted was not fair. The Pentagon is close to approving keeping National Guard troops at the Capitol. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Amid worries about continuing threats, Capitol Police asked that the guards stay past this week's deadline for troops to leave Washington. Defense officials say Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin is expected to approve the request, and final details to have more than 2,000 troops remain at the Capitol are being worked out. There was some resistance, with governors either reluctant or flat refusing to commit their troops, but officials say enough states now appear willing. Some 26,000 Guard members have been at the Capitol since shortly after the January 6 riot at a cost of nearly $500 million. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there was some dog activity at the White House.
The first family's younger dog, Major, was surprised by an unfamiliar person and reacted in a way that resulted in a minor injury to the individual.
No treatment was needed. Psaki says President Biden's two dogs are now in Delaware, but will be back at the White House. This is AP News. John Kerry is talking about the return of the U.S. to climate talks.
Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry has traveled to Brussels to discuss transatlantic cooperation in the wake of President Joe Biden's decision to rejoin the global effort to curb climate change.
It is important for us to align ourselves now, which is what we will discuss today, because no one country can resolve this crisis.
Like EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Biden has said that fighting global warming is among his highest priorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The University of Texas's long-awaited report on the eyes of Texas has found the school song has no racist intent. But the school president and athletes and band members will not be required to sing or participate when the song is played. Football players sparked outrage among alumni when they chose to leave the field instead of taking part in the traditional sing-along with fans. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.